is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Polly. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Gerald Polly. It's December 18, 2007, and here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released August 1, 2003.
My friend Diane in Wisconsin asked, Nazarene, can you explain about the drastic action you and the Kingdom of God are now taking against those who support homosexuality in the U.S. and Canada? And what are the symptoms the supporters will have because of this?
Diane, this is one of the most difficult things we have had to do in many ages. I have ordered my angelic forces to drain the life energy from everyone that supports homosexuality in Canada and the United States and give that energy to the people that oppose it. I am literally using the power, the life energy of those that are against us to fortify and support those that support us. It is a very difficult thing to have to do. We really do not want to do it, but we have to. We have no choice. We must protect Israel and keep Israel from being betrayed, and we must stop this obscenity too. So we have to take this terrible and drastic action because people are not giving us the energy that they normally give us. So we have to get it from somewhere. And we will fight. We will take on our enemies, and we will oppose evil. And right now, this is the only way we can oppose it. These people should begin to suffer headaches. They should have body aches and pains. They will be listless. They will have a hard time working. They will be bad-tempered. They may actually attack people. They will be very, very uncomfortable. It will almost be like constant flu-like symptoms because their body energy, the very essence of their life, is being taken away. They will become very, very uncomfortable and very, very irritable and dangerous to some.
Ew, that's horrible, Nazarene. I hope things will turn out okay and you won't have to do this very long.
Me too, Alora. We want to stop doing this as soon as possible.
We'll be back after the break. This is Speaker Linda Polly. My husband has written many stories that we can't publish because they use characters from other people's stories from television and the movies. So we have prepared a fan fiction site purely for people's enjoyment. The address is http://spiritus.tripod.com/fanfiction.htm. We hope you will come and enjoy it. We're back! Nazarene, I understand that since 2003, this situation has completely reversed itself. Now it is the creatures of darkness that are drawing the life energy from these poor people. What has brought this about?
Through you and Demetrius's tremendous efforts, Alora, and the efforts of John Lennon and George Harrison and everyone else in the afterlife, the Kingdom of God has reached 100% energy. And God is very, very pleased. We have been working at this power level now for quite a while. The creatures of darkness drained themselves trying to stop us. They threw everything they had at us in one desperate battle and almost defeated us, but it wasn't enough. We had enough reserves and we had enough power to break them. Now they are desperate for energy. So they are literally draining the life energy from their followers, draining the life energy from those that they are using to try to sodomize God's children and destroy the world. They have tried to destroy my church, Laura. They have tried to destroy me, and they have failed utterly. And now we are rising greater than we have ever been before, and with this presidential campaign, we hope to take advantage of it. It is a struggle, and we're not having too much success yet, but we still have hope, Alora. We have hope. As Demetrius says, hope only becomes hopeless when nobody cares, and we have people that care, and we will keep on hoping.
That's great news, Nazarene, and I will too.
Then God is in his heaven, Alora. God is in his heaven.
We'll be back again.